From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. Good morning to you and Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. All of those things. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. At the store, you'd be getting ready for a little petite Black Friday.
Correct. Tomorrow is the Record Store Day Black Friday, which, the whole Black Friday sales thing doesn't mean so much in this country, but it does mean that we get a nice selection of them limited releases which come out. Especially,
what does it mean overseas, Black Friday?
Black Friday is from what I understand, I think it's just the United States. It's a day when like massive sales happen.
Basically, a full flush before they get their Christmas stocking.
Financial year or something.
No. I think Mike said. I think it's like getting rid of all this stuff just prior to Christmas.
But, so they can go, look, here's our Christmas stock. Right. So it's not just our Christmas stock, isn't stuff we haven't been able to shift all year. You know.
Because you came in and bought it.
Yeah, on Black Friday. Yeah.
But no, like I said, the Records Today Black Friday is different in that it's like a mini little Black Friday where you have where some special releases come out. I brought in just a selection just to show you that we're not going to listen to, but of course we're not on TV. I can't actually show you anything.
Mike will do a good job of describing them though, I bet.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let me just pass you. This is just a random selection. There, try that.
How many different kinds of release do you reckon you guys are going to get in honour of Black Friday Records Tour Day?
I've opened a whole bunch of boxes, so I'm not actually sure how many titles. There's real limited stocks of all of them, but I did open like a number of boxes.
It's a unit.
You've handed me a 10-inch here, a package 10-inch by At The Driving called Diamante, including MP3 digital download, limited edition first pressing on coloured vinyl.
There you go.
Can't tell what colour though. But a little three-tracker here. It's a two-tracker?
Four-tracker.
Four-tracker. Four-tracker, there we go, from At The Drive-In. This is brand new At The Drive-In.
Brand new, recorded and mixed in Germany for some reason.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's more fun.
Love At The Drive-In. Love At The Drive-In. I haven't heard that, don't know anything about it. And here, look at this, the big man. Legendary live set from 1967, Otis Redding, live in Europe in 1967. On mono.
Mono. And also on...
First ever LP reissue in mono. Look at that.
Also, that one's red vinyl.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
He's wearing a red suit on the cover as well.
He is. Matched nicely. I like the way that they haven't, like, fiddled with the packaging, really.
No.
They haven't done anything. I mean, there's a barcode on the back, but otherwise it's faithful to exactly how it came out. And what a record, as we all know.
Well, I'm reading some of the reviews on the back here. Ooh, too often soul music has been a commercialised sham, but it took Otis Redding and Sam and Dave to rip the place apart, bringing everyone to a throbbing anticipation. Redding for Mr. Otis Redding. Ooh, you ain't nothing till you've heard Otis. Listen, says Deanna Parker. Well, that looks like a great record to have, that one.
It is.
Limited edition red vinyl, 50th anniversary. Beautiful picture of Otis Redding on the cover. That needs to be a black velvet, a painting on velvet, you know?
Man, it would just jump out, wouldn't it?
That's great.
Originally, is that on Volt or on Stax Volt?
It says Volt on the front and Stax on the back.
Okay, so, well, it was actually on Volt.
A Record Day exclusive.
Yes, it is.
Day exclusive.
I've no idea what this is, but I picked it up because it appealed to me.
A shaped picture disc of Guardians of the Galaxy collectible baby Groot vinyl.
It's a picture disc that's shaped like Groot, for anybody that knows Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I don't.
The tracks on it are Guardians Inferno, performed by the Sneepers, featuring David Hasselhoff.
Is this a cover of Disco Inferno, but it's the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have no idea. I said I didn't know what it was.
You just brought it in for shits and
maybe.
Giggles.
I just thought, oh, wouldn't this be interesting?
Maybe, how about that?
Is there a songwriting credit on this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Sarah, God, I just work here.
for the enthusiast, the definitive Wes in Paris, first ever release of the legendary 1965 concert of Wes Montgomery.
The great Wes Montgomery on
in
guitar.
Paris. The Theatre des Champs-Élysées. Ooh, includes 8-page insert of rear photos. Ooh, essays by Director of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University. Residence producer Zev Felden. What? Shut up. Interviews with pianist Harold. Oh, 6 collector postcards there. 180-gram 2LP, limited edition vinyl.
All of these things we're going
through. Remastered in high-resolution audio directly from the original tape reels. Oh, You're not going to, I mean, you're,
these aren't even the things we're playing.
Touching, I shouldn't be touching.
No, they're
that.
Not even the things we're playing.
So,
I just
Truist Wooden, Wes Montgomery, Otis Redding, an I Am Groot picture disc, and At the Drive-In 10 Inch.
Now, they were literally just the ones that are from the last box I'd opened.
From the record store day stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's lots of cool stuff. And the other thing that's cool about, I was just telling Mike before, Sarah, is that one of the big privileges of working at Southbound is that one of our owners is a former cafe owner and still makes the fanciest, greatest coffee and baking stuff and on special events like this.
I remember.
Yes.
I remember I came to the last record store day. Yeah.
Coffee and baking?
Yeah.
Same thing great. Tomorrow morning.
Look how excited morning. You are. Just stop rubbing your thighs.
I'm just, I like baking. I'm sorry.
Favourite baking?
It's hard for me to have
you
a favourite.
You got a favourite slice, favourite biscuit?
I tell you my favourite cake, which
right.
is a...
he loves his favourite cake.
Lemon poppy seed cake.
Damn.
It's good cake.
Yeah.
It's good cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Good cake.
Remember when we were talking about Tasty Cakes by... Yeah.
Tasty Cakes, that's really? Right.
Yeah. That's in every single podcast of yours that we send out. Yeah, Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes, right on.
All right, should we get into
yeah, let's go. Let's play something.
Today? Okay, well, this actually is a Record Store Day release, what we're doing. What we have here is came out on CD a few months ago. It's pressed for Record Store Day on exclusive green vinyl, double LP.
Green vinyl?
Green vinyl,
why?
I wonder why.
Why
because
do you mean?
This is the latest album by the great Snoop Dogg. Dog. It's called Never Left. Now,
is that a very young photo of him on the front?
Yes, it is, and there's a reason for it.
Because he's old now.
Well, no, he's not old. He's younger than you and I, Mike. But
like I say, he's old now.
Okay, he's old now. Yeah. What he's done for this, I think it's his 15th or 16th LP, and he said it's called Never Left, which means I've always been around, right? But he's made so many musical changes to his style over the years. He said,
and
well,
his name.
Well, no, Snoop Doggy Dog and Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Lion.
Oh, yeah, that was a different
Snoop
thing.
Lion.
He was a different guy. and so what he's done, he said for this 15th record, he's going to like make a record which encompasses all these different stages of the Snoop evolution over the last 25 yeah. years. And the cover photo is from right before the Dog Father. So what's that, 1993?
Right
picture
on.
Of a young Snoop on there. I don't know whether probably I'm alone in my favourite Snoop phase is not actually the Dog Father and the Chronic. It's fantastic that is. My absolute favourite Snoop phase would have been about 2004 with the album Rhythm and Gangster, where there was some Neptunes production and it was like Snoop sort of grabbing some modern R&B sounds and chucking it in there. And I thought, okay, there's got to
was
be...
That the, was that the...
Just drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, the one on this record that represents that is not like it's great because it's not like a throwback to that, which I would have been happy with. What we got is like a modern sounding take on that. I don't know who produced it. It might be Knotts, I think, but it has a Snoop signing for his other label. He's got like another label called Cadillac Music and a guy called October London, who I think is one of the new big hopes for sort of soul R&B singers. And
right.
October London has done two EPs so far, and I really like them. And his work on this tune, which we're going to hear, called Go On. So already it sounds kind of Neptunes-ish, but now. Mm. But okay, wait for this.
What's up?
As we go on, like we do. When it's hot outside.
You should hit that Curtis Mayfield register.
There's a little sunshine drinking the summer breeze. Oh!
A bit of Michael in there too.
A little, yeah.
A bit of Prince in there too.
And then.
Yes, I do. What you got to lose?
You like the guitar?
Yeah.
You didn't make it to see a whole nother summer and it feel good. Stop now, top down, through the neighborhood. Let the wind blow, open up the window. That girl is poison like Bellevue DeVoe. We have a barbecue to do F.O.
Just looking at all the different guests on this album and I'm just seeing executive producer Big with two G's, Snoop Dogg.
Get down, I have a bus pull up with Tommy the Clown to do the jerk.
In case you're wondering where the Snoop Dogg was, the Snoop Dogg? Yeah, it's Big Snoop Dogg.
Playing Bombardier, Comic Clear.
it's that time.
You see a number of sort of old school people on there. KRS-One is on it.
Okay, I'll just read out some of the in no particular order. Rick Rock, Big Trey D, K Camp, Stressmatic, Too Short, Neff the Pharaoh, Devin the Dude, Wiz Khalifa, DJ Battlecat, KRS-One, Redman, Be Real, Method Man, Bad Bad Not Good, Catronata, Charlie Wilson, Tina Marie.
It's a lineup.
Big Bub.
Big Bub.
Big Bub. Not a little Bub.
So you got to remember that a lot of those names, you think, oh, I wonder what ever happened to Too Short. But no one's ever thought that about Snoop. How many movies has he done, reality shows?
He's just really got that, Teflon credibility. Just doesn't come off, you know?
Was there not a period of his life, though, where he was a bit low in the cash and was basically pimping himself out for the right amount of money to just come and party with you?
It's possible, but remember, even at his low point, he still lived in a mansion, didn't he?
He's real pro at, you know, never left. You know, he's
never left.
Never left.
That's a beautiful photo.
Apart from you did.
Except,
but you still kept the photo and you're still referencing it. So, yeah, cool, lad. Good on you, Snoop.
But think about it. Like, 16 LPs. He's done 16 LPs in 25 years.
Yep.
That's basically, he's been quite busy in the recording studio, apart from everything else, right?
And he doesn't have to wear it all on his chest like Ice Cube, and he doesn't have to sort of do a cop show like Ice-T.
Yep.
You know,
Ice-T's been a cop on TV longer than he was ever notable as a rapper.
And I bet every single time he gets paid, he goes, ha, 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 yeah, yeah.
That tune there, is on Never Left, the new album from Snoop Dogg. What colour is it?
The vinyl. Green.
Yes, it's green. Why is it green?
Grizzle.
Oh, I don't know. It's colour of money?
I believe it is also the colour of the cannabis.
Oh, and the California state sign on the cover of the
The state sign. Why is he by this one?
By the 187?
Because it says 187.
Oh.
The reason for that is he did a... This photo session was done about the same time as he did the theme song to a movie called Deep Cover. And that was the 187 was the big thing in that tune. So that's why.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Right, shall we stay on the same sort of family of labels, Empire?
Sure.
Okay, the same family of labels, Empire. Now, one of the biggest sellers that we've had in the last year, well, in fact, it's been two or three biggest sellers from the same artist, Anderson .Paak. Whose Malibu album and Venice album have just hammered out consistently from our record store.
Playing Laneway?
Yeah. Playing Laneway, Mr. Anderson .Paak.
What does Anderson .Paak play?
Anderson .Paak sings, doesn't he, Sarah?
He does, but steeped in a kind of funk.
Well, I'm interested in this.
A little bit cleaner than Dirty Funk. How would you describe... Especially Malibu, Californian.
It's a different kind of Californian sound than Snoop would do. There's the blunts are not so obvious in it. The cover of Malibu, I think, sort of sums up a lot of things. It's almost a surrealistic kind of picture of Anderson .Paak sitting at a piano at the beach in the water wearing shorts, isn't it? Anyway, beginning of last year, Anderson .Paak got together with another, at the time, kind of sort of known to the connoisseurs and to the underground rapper knowledge, well, rapper/producer, and they put together a duo called No Worries. And No Worries started out just with a 12-inch, which came out at the beginning of last year, and then followed it up with a double LP at the end of last year, and that was called Yes Lord. And people have loved that. People still love that. And so why not do a remix thing of it for Black Friday? What do you reckon? Good idea? Yes.
All right. So what have we got here? Simple.
This is from the Yes Lord remixes on the Stone's Throw label. It's No Worries, which, of course, is Knowledge and Anderson .Paak. And the thing that... There's a couple of things amuse me about this, and not least is that it's got a lot of the tunes from Yes Lord, but the remixes, rather than extending them, has made them much shorter. But I think what
it's
we'll play...
Rare.
Yeah, isn't it weird? Best One is not necessarily the best one, but Best One is the one we're going to play.
Let's see how this will sound in Albert Park. Yeah, nice, yeah. I've never heard him before, I don't think. Oh, no, I must have. I'm sure I've played him before.
You've probably played, I'm sure you've played both Anderson Paak and No Worries. I don't know why it says send message on here.
No, me neither. That weirded me out.
But it's got a, the cover of it is like the negative image of the LP cover, but so everything is just blacked out, but it has a very nice raised X on it, and in case you were blind and were tired of reading Braille and wanted to just read whole words.
Just regular type.
Yeah, it's a raised regular type, black on black on the back.
Thanks very much for that, and cheers.
So we've got a few
This
copies
is okay, in. This is okay. I'm not 100 million on this.
I think you've got to think of it in terms of... let's put it in context.
Like the muffled drums looking nice.
Can you imagine... Okay, you like hot weather and you like the heat.
I sure do. I can feel the beach in the song.
Yeah. Can you also feel driving in your car with the windows down?
Yeah, one of my favourite smells too, that smell of rain, like sudden rain or sprinkler on a hot tar seal.
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
So in the context of that, what are you thinking of this?
Yeah, that's right.
Too laid back for you.
His albums are named after beaches in LA.
He's sounding a bit tormented by the love.
I don't think he's tormented. I think he's probably kind of a happy chap.
You'll definitely recognise the fourth single off his last album, which we had on the A-Rotates here for quite a while. We'll play it in a bit.
Yeah. But I like this. I love the gospel beat. Yeah. Definitely, this is very contemporary R&B, isn't it?
Yeah. Slash soul, I think. It's, because there's a richness to the, or a depth to it, I think, that it sort of veers into the soul area. But I dig this. Knowledge is a great producer as well. I think we've still got a bunch of Knowledge records in store. Yeah, we do. I know we've got Anthology. And I know we've got a super rare sought-after 7-inch that I just came across in the shop the other day and thought, oh, I wonder why this is still here. It's been hidden in the wrong section.
All right, now, finally, as part of Record Store Day.
Yes. Now,
Sweet Mercy.
The Amazing Isaac Hayes.
That's
a compilation
right,
has come out.
The Amazing Isaac Hayes. Look at him.
Beyond amazing. Actually, I'm going to have to hand this across. Look at that.
Massive. This is another one of those albums that you feel if you don't have that in your record collection, you need to have a think. This is Isaac Hayes, The Spirit of Memphis, an essential window into the monumental contributions of one of the greatest American musical talents of all time.
And that's not hyperbole.
Ain't that the truth? Rare sides, smash hits, and tracks previously unavailable on vinyl. It's a big, heavy vinyl double whammer.
Double whammer.
There are two LPs there. Side A is stuff that he's been a songwriter or a sole producer on, which is really cool. I like the way they say soul songwriter, soul producer.
Yeah.
And then on side B is the Vault and Enterprise singles of Sir Isaac and the Doodads and Isaac Hayes himself. Then on side A of the second one is him doing covers. And then side B, Jam Master.
Yeah. See, on that Jam Master
feel that
song.
Vinyl, feel that heavy vinyl. Look at that Isaac Hayes. What a contribution, as you say, you know.
Totally. The Jam side has some really cool stuff, like extended versions of Hung Up On My Baby from these tough guys. It even says there, three tough guys, you're right. You Made Me So Very Happy, unreleased before. We jumped to the Enterprise and Soul single side. Obviously, you want...
These are the rare ones, eh? These ones?
Things like Ike's Mood. sort of the deep cuts, as I've heard people call these things. But, you know, you get stuff from the Black Moses album on here. You get, what else have we got? Something, Walk On By from Hot Buttered Soul. Oh, Windows damn. Of the World, a Bacharach David tune that I don't think has ever come out before. Or definitely hasn't come out on LP before.
What are we going to play, though? What are we playing?
I think we're going to play Joy. Well, in fact, Joy, on the as a title track of the album, took up basically the whole side. And there's lots of moaning and... But they did a single cut, of which we're hearing now, where it actually makes quite a lot of sense without the...
Yeah. And, of course, feel free to insert your own...
Yeah.
Right on's.
So Joy chronologically came 1973, so that's directly after Shaft, and so obviously after things like Hot Buttered Soul.
Prime time, though.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Every morning when I rise, baby.
Yeah.
I look into your sexy eyes, baby.
Every morning.
Ooh. Your love's refreshing is good to me, baby.
Oh, that.
There's no other place I'd rather be, baby. What a way to start each day. Everything I think I want just
so even though we associate Isaac Hayes so completely with this huge sort of orchestration and stuff, the weirdest thing is that the first album we made introducing Isaac Hayes, all of the strings and everything were dubbed on there without his knowledge.
Really?
He thought he'd like completed a sort of Booker T-ish kind of album, turned it in. I mean, he was a staff writer and producer at Stax. But yeah, he goes, here's my album, you know, this, and was horrified when they'd like dubbed all this stuff. Yet, it's what we now associate with him, and obviously he embraced it. Listen to this.
Wow.
Sweetness was named for you, sugar. And loneliness becomes you too, honey. Dedication is your thing.
Oh, the groove is just so groovy.
You're the only woman that thrills me through and through. And I never find another if I search this whole world through.
Just in case you're wondering, you're the only one who thrills me through and through.
Through and through.
Cause you are joy. You're everything to me.
Just say it, eh? You know, what a lovely sentiment there from Mr. Hayes.
Yeah, how effortless does this man make it sound? I'm sure it isn't effortless.
He's just trying to tell someone he loves them, you
That's
know?
Right.
Tell them they're special.
Now you know why I smile all the time.
Now you know why I smile all the time, yeah.
You give me such of mine.
Oh, look, it's a great big love letter, isn't it?
Heartaches and pain is a thing of the past, baby. I found a happiness at last, mama.
Oh, he sets the bar high, doesn't he? Oh, there we are. So that's Isaac Hayes, Joy Part 1 from an album called?
The Spirit of Memphis. It's a double LP, and I think Sarah was saying that she'd already got it as a 4-CD box a couple of weeks ago. Is that what you said?
I have the dirty old digital version, and funnily enough, I picked the exact same track to play on my show on Saturday.
See, do you
Great
know,
Minds.
Is it Great Minds or is it just a great tune?
It's a great tune.
It is a fantastic song, you're right.
Hey, Troy, thanks very much for coming in. Have a great day on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Will people see you tomorrow in store?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I think I'll have to be serving coffee to people. Don't worry, I won't be making it.
Thanks, Troy.
Cheers.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.